Okay, tonight's going to be the Haggadah Shir, Tov Shinai and Vav. Just a few important announcements. Next week, Emet Hashem, Aaron Lowy will be giving more on the Haggadah. Shabbos afternoon, I will be speaking downstairs, but not on the Haggadah. Not sure what it'll be on. I haven't had time to prepare yet, so we'll find out how tomorrow goes. But I think it might be on why you have the need for the Rav's handbook on cosmetic and toiletries. Isn't it all nifso ma'achilas kelev? So why do you make such a big tumult about it? It'll be in support of the Rav. Okay. I knew what you were doing. Okay. Huh? Before Mincha, 45 minutes before Mincha, downstairs. Okay, so Haggadah Shel Pesach. The Maral asks, like a lot of the Mefarshim ask, Lama ein mevorchen ala Haggadah? Why don't we have a bracha on the Haggadah? It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah d'araisa of Sipritzis Mitzrayim. The Maral says, right, mitzvah d'Sipritzis Mitzrayim, v'hayo lono levorach ala mitzvah zois, v'yira. And I'll tell you why. Kivan de'ikr hadover hu machshavos halev. The tzorech lahavin masha amar v'im loy kein loy have midi. If you don't understand what's taking place the Seder night, says Maral, it's basically as if you did nothing. It's not like saying Tehillim over here. It's more like learning Torah. You have to have a havana. The ikur who believe, so therefore loy shaych brocha. Brocha is not shaych in something which the ikur kiyum is in your heart. It's only shaych by something which the ikur is the maisa. The Maral is teaching us a very important yesod as we begin discussing the Haggadah, that we have to understand, which means we have to develop ourselves and our understanding of Emunah on the night of the Seder. That's the Avodah. We've said in the past that the simonim of the Seder that we start off with, that's really a tahalich of the Emunah. It's talking about how the development of the night's going to be. We ourselves are beginning as a level of gnus, and we ourselves by the end of the Seder have elevated ourselves to a level of shvach as we develop our levels of emunah on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that will explain a little bit tonight how we do that.
And that's you say
Berachos HaTorah, yes. Right. He goes on to explain the difference between Torah, I didn't quote it there, but I cut that off actually right there at that kasha.
Next year,
right?
On here,
right. So we know the famous var from Rosh Hashanah Pinkus. We're all familiar with it. In some fashion, the Rosh Hashanah Pinkus explains the night of the Yitzis Mitzrayim. We know Klai Yisrael elevated to a level beyond their actual means where they actually were. And that's represented in the Madrega of Kadesh and then Urchatz. Really, you should have, if you want to reach a level of Kedusha, you have to first be able to wash yourself of the Shmutz. And then you should have Kadesh. First should be Urchatz, then should be Kadesh. But he says, the Leila Seder, we're basically brought up to the level of Kedusha right away, Kadesh. And then we have Urchatz, because tonight we skip over enough to go in the normal Madregas of growth. We can jump to Kaddish, but onto that I add this year that I saw from a Baruch HaMezubah, she says that the famous Chazal tells us by Yitzis Mitzrayim, it's in Midrash Nishir Hashirim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klai Yisrael, Pischli Pesach Echad Shal Tshuva B'chudosh HaMachat V'ani Poseach Lechem Psochim Shiyaguz Kikonos Nichnosis Bo. If you open up a Pischli Shamachat, you make a little hole in your Avodas HaTshuva. You make a little effort, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make that great. So on Leil HaSeder it says, "Pasach Hashem ala Pesach." Kadosh Baruch Hu, as if jumped over the Pesach, the doorways of Mitzrayim that had the blood on them. Said the Rebbe, said on Leil HaSeder, Kadosh Baruch Hu's Pesach, he jumps over even that little Pesach you have to make. You don't even have to make that Pesach, that beginning, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu already will elevate you to the Madregas of Emunah that you can grow from this night. But lemaisa, with all this talk of growth in Emunah, we have to remember the ikr is really the maisim that we do. We have maisim, the chazal, the Torah tells us, the raisis, the rabbanans, minhagim, and those are there to really imbue in us this level of Emunah. Whatever we can achieve in das is basically an added thing, but ikr is really the maisim. So the Haggadah starts off with halach manya, and it's said in the lashon that they had to be maven, as Aviyashiv writes, Because the Ikar tonight is to pass over the Masorah. Kids have to be able to understand it. We have to put it in an oifim that they'll pay attention. They'll want to stay in tune. So I start a chapi word. It's interesting. We ended in the kapitah of Halach Manya. It's a double loshen. Hashda hachol shana abo ba'arid Yisrael. We asked next year we should be ba'arid Yisrael. And then we say, Hashta Avdi, now we are servants. L'shana habo b'nei chori, next year we should be set free. So, what's the difference between Arad Yisrael and b'nei chori? So, Bishula Kutna said, the Rebbe Heschel from Krakow said like this. There's a machlekes in Rosh Hashanah if we're asid to be nigel in Tishrei or in Nisan. When is the gula going to be? In Nisan or in Tishrei? It's machlekes, it'll be Yeshua and Rebbe Lozer. So, the way it worked in Mitzrayim, we know we were nigel in Nisan, but we became free 6 months before. In Tishrei is when we stopped the Avodah. The slavery, the hard slavery, stopped in Tishrei. So that's how it's going to be Lasid level also. Whatever month we're going to be nigel in, 6 months before is when the Avodah is going to stop. So Rabbi Yeshua says like this, we're going to be nigel in Nisan. So therefore, when's the Shibud Malchus going to stop? In Tishrei. So therefore, we start off saying, L'shana abo ba'arid Yisrael. By next Nisan, we want to be free. We're going to be in Eretz Yisrael already. Because the Shibud should stop in Tishrei. And by Nisan, we'll be Nigel. But the Baal HaGol has a suffix. Do we pass like Rabbi Yeshua? Or do we pass like Rabbi Elazar? If we pass like Rabbi Yeshua, fine. So we know by next Nisan, we'll be ba'arid Yisrael. But if we pass like Rabbi Elazar, so what's going to be? We're supposed to be set free. Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then we'd be Nigel in Tishrei. But now we're holding by Seder night. We're not free yet. So it can't be that we're going to be Nigel by Tishrei. So we say like this, that what's our next hope? Is that by next Rosh Chodesh Nisan, at least we should be set free. And then we're set free, then the Tishrei after that, a year and a half later, will be Nigel. So that's the best we can hope for, because we know we already missed the cutoff line for this year. So he says, that's what we add in, Hashta Avdei, we're still servants now. Okay, L'shana Habo, next Nisan, L'kol HaPochus B'nei Chorin, we should be set free from the Shibud, so that the Tishrei afterwards, we should have the Geula. So that's the two shitas that the Baal HaGadah is trying to count for over here. Huh? We still have it up. This is what the Baal HaGadah. Manishtana alayla azeh mikol alaylas. Alayla azeh kuloi matzah. So I saw a word. It is the deepest word of the night. I saw a word from the Leshem. The Leshem of the Asher's grandfather and his grandfather, right? He's here from... Avessa announced that his misspell downstairs, he's French. Avessa announces his grandfather also, Leshem. I forgot his name. Anyway, so the Leshem writes like this. Why are we so makbin not to have any chometz on the night of, when it comes to Pesach? He says, we know we were redeemed from Mitzrayim, really not on our own accord. We didn't really have the schus to be redeemed at that point. We were in the Mem Teshari Tuma, had we stayed any longer, we would have been gone forever. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his rachim, he took us out. But if he took us out in his rachim, so what is the Yetzirah now? Felt like it was dealt with unjustly. You had no right to do that to me. It's supposed to be an even playing field at all times. If you took Klaiso out, even though I really had them in my grasp, so the Yetzirah every year, when this time of year comes about, is searching for revenge. That's what the Leshem writes. He's searching for a nekama. So therefore, the power of the Yetzirah is so great. In a little bit of chametz, even the whole year we could digest the chametz and we can deal with it together with our Yetzir Tov. But the power of the Yetzirah becomes so great when it comes to Pesach, because they were taka dealt with unjustly in the time when we were saved. So therefore, the koyach of the chametz this year, this time of year, becomes so powerful that even a mashu of chametz is out there to destroy us, and that's why we have to be so makbid. It's not just for our elevation. It's also, we should be scared of the degradation that can come from having a shtickle chametz, because the chametz becomes much more powerful at this time of year. That's the Leshem writes. As the Haggadah continues, said the Maaser of Elazar, we've said on that before, Baruch HaMokom Baruch Hu Baruch Shantoy L'Amo Yisrael. And then we say, K'neged Arba Dvarim Dibritur. So Chatzka Levinstein says that the Baruch HaMokom Baruch Hu is a hakdama to the Arba Bonim. How is it Hakadama to the Arba Bonim? He says, because it is telling us how great the Torah is. The Torah could be written by an author, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, could write a book that's fit for a Chacham, it's fit for a Rasha, fit for a Tam. A pre-1A-er can start reading Aleph Beis. A 8th grader can start learning his Torah. The 12th grader can learn the Torah, Beis Midrash. Talmid Chacham can all learn the same Psukim and gain from it. Baruch HaMokom Baruch Hu. How great is the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Moshe and Torah Amo Yisrael. And the Raya is so great, the Raya is Torah is so great, it's Keneged Arba Bonim Dibre Torah. Because the Torah can speak to all these different types of people and give a message to each one. That's what B'chatzkel says. In the Rosh's question, the answer that the Torah gives is not what the answer that we give the Rosh. The Torah says, V'maitem Zevach Pesach Hu. That's what you're supposed to say to the Rosh. That's what it says in the Pesukim. So why don't we say that in the Haggadah over here? And also, so Baruch Ber is Medayik, because we didn't say in the Pesuk, V'amarta a love. By the Chacham, and by the others are there, it says some sort of Lashon that's speaking back to them. But here, by the Rasha, it takes a third person, V'amartam Zevach Pesach. You say Zevach Pesach L'Hashem. So Baruch Ber would say, the reason is, because if you heard Kfira, you heard the Rasha, saying a Dvar Kfir, you have to mechazik yourself. Talking, you don't speak to the Rasha. You don't answer the Rasha. The Martin Zevach Pesach, to yourself, you have to mechazik yourself in Amuno, and that's what the Torah is telling you to do, to speak to yourself. But I saw a Var from Moshe Feinstein in the Sefer Kol Rom, where Moshe writes, on Chumash, a very important Yisrael, that the reason it doesn't say to answer the Rasha, it says the Martin Zevach Pesach, is because you're speaking to the Sviva. You want to make sure, how do you influence the Rasha? Sometimes it's not going to go through to the kid. The kid's not going to listen to it. It's heard it. He's heard it 100 times from you. And he's heard it from his Rebbeim. So says Ramesh, the Torah is telling you how to deal with that. You know what? Speak to the crowd. Speak to the Chevra, speak to the Sviva. If you can influence the Sviva, that might be able to influence the kid. I saw in the Sefer, I go to Be'er Chaim, he says, that's the Moshe we say by the Arba Minim. The Arava, which has no tam and no reyach, the entire sukkahs, we put it together in our avodah of the dalad minim. And we try to elevate the Arava until we get to the point of Hoshana Rabbah when the Arava can stay on its own. That's the avodah of this Rasha. How are you going to deal with them? You're going to combine them with everyone else. The amartam, you speak to as if a third party to the schus of that. The Rasha should be able to be oimed to the madriga of the chacham by the end.
Same thing with the
Qataris. Same thing with the Qataris. But the you don't find it by itself at the end. The Arava is able to stand on Shana Rabba on its own. That was his goal. There's something I debated a long time if I should raise in discussion here or not, which I'm going to do, but I don't say it's for everyone's Seder to know who's going to be your crowd. Says Vehisha Omdila Abasena Velonu. Is the air on? Vehisha Omdila Abasena Velonu Shleachad Bilvod Omalena Lechalasena. Elisha Behold Dovador Imdalena Lechalasena Vakodesh Bochum Matsilena Miyodam. To some degree, why are we mentioning over here that every generation they're out to kill us? How does that fit into the Avoida of the Leha Seder? We're teaching our kids. What are we teaching our kids? You should know, we start off the whole entire Seder night, Asher Bochar Banu. That is the Avodah of Leha Seder. The Avodah of Pesach is Asher Bochar Banu, that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose us as the ultimate nation, the nation is going to give the Torah to. The nation will take Adam and Yitzhak and do all the miracles to. Everything revolves around in Pesach, around Asher Bochar Banu. And now we get to the stage in the Haggadah where it seems like, wait a second, the kid should ask, Asher Bochar Banu? Now you're emphasizing the fact that there's inquisitions, and there's pogroms, and there's Holocaust. All to this, Asher Bochar Banu? What happened to Asher Bochar Banu? You start on such a high note. And now we get to this, where does this exactly fit into the Seder night? This Oimdim Aleinu L'chaloseinu B'chol Dor V'dor. So Shibboleth HaLeket writes a line, this is what really got me thinking, that means you could have said, like Shimshon pointed out the other night, and maybe this part of the Haggadah is to tell you that this is what's keeping us separate from the Goyim. Famous Zvar from the Aruch HaShulchan, The Vihi Sha'amda, Vihi is the laws, the wine, the laws of Yain, that we have to separate ourselves from the Goyim. That's what keeps us going from generation to generation. Maybe that's what the suffering is there for also. Maybe it's because of our Averus. But the Shebel HaLeket writes that it all comes back from the Gzera that started at the Bris Ben Absar. Same time when Avram is told he's going to have a nation that's going to be saved from Mitzrayim, he's told that your children are going to suffer from generation to generation through this terrible golus. So what's licked in there? What can we take from here from that night of the Seder? They say over it that the Reuven Melamed, not sure who was, the Gadol in the previous generation, came to the Chofetz Chaim, and was telling the Chofetz Chaim about the pogroms that were taking place over there in Russia. And the Chofetz Chaim screamed out, Ribbono shel Olam, V'chartalonu mikolam, you chose us as the nation, V'ramtonu mikol lishonos. So for that, we have to have pogroms? That's what you chose us for, to have pogroms? That's the Chofetz Chaim. Genug, said the Chofetz Chaim, enough. We can't handle it enough. But obviously, that's exactly the question we're trying to ask. Well, how does that fit into the Asher Bachar Bono? In fact, I saw from B'yashiv, he says also an idea, a fascinating idea. What do we do when we take the maror, we dip it into the charoisis? Why? To mevatel the mariris. So you shouldn't have such a bitterness. And then what's the halacha? You don't eat it. You shake off the charoisis. Why? So it should still be a little bitter. You have to get rid of the eris, but it still has to be a little bitter. Says the Rabbi Yashiv, that is the avodah of golus. That even though we're saved, it's still going to be a little bitter. And that's the way it's going to be. He says when Esav comes to bite, he was going to bite Yaakov's neck. It says Yaakov was saved. It wasn't poikim him, but it says that Yaakov still, they both cried. Esav cried, and Yaakov also cried. That it hurt Yaakov also. He wasn't completely saved. In the golus, even the geulas are going to have some bitterness to it. So it really begs the question. So I thought, based on the Mahalach of Rishol Salanta, which is a Pasha of Mahalach, but I think maybe it's something we could give over. When we say Asher Bachar Bono, the Baal HaGadol is bringing out a depth to it. It's saying that you should know that Lefum Tzara Agra, at the end of the day, the only way you're going to be the nation which you're destined to be is if you go through hardships. It's not the pshat that you did Averis, we're telling you, you're blaming you for your Averis now, and that's why you're going to get it. V'chol dor v'dor omdim l'chaleseinu is part of the avoida of Asher Bachar Bono. It's part of the elevation of Klai Yisrael. As difficult as it sounds, and as hard as to swallow based on everything we know have happened to the previous generations, nonetheless, somehow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasdoi is leaving it in there. That this is the only way you're going to achieve the madrigas that I have in store for you. It's the only way you're going to get to that level of Asher Baruch Bono is if you go through b'chol dor v'dor omdim l'alinu chaleseinu. A good friend of mine, Yedidi Rechonon Galbit, is just in town from Miami. So he told me a beautiful word. He said, and this you could say for Shvi Shel Pesach, but it fits in here beautifully. He said, Klai Yisrael left when they went through the Yam Suf. So how did it work? We know it worked as a chatzi eagle, right? They actually went as a half circle, ended up on the same side they left from. He says, many times in life we think to be able to be saved from the difficulties that we're in, we have to pass over to the other side. The situation we're in is the difficult one. If we can just get to the other side, then everything will be better. The Kadosh Baruch Hu shows Klai Yisrael, you have it all wrong. I'm going to take you through the Yam, but I'm going to leave you on the same side you started from to teach you that in the matzav you are in right now, you could actually express the Geula. You have a difficulty in seeing it, but you don't have to get to the other side to be in that level. Even on this side, you'll be able to get to that understanding if you just open your eyes properly. And I saw a beautiful var. We say in Halal, we're going to say it for all 8 days. The mina meitzah karasi ko. We call it HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're in the meitzah. We're in a narrow place. We can't see anything. We can't see the expansion over here. What's the answer? Anayni HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, b'merchav. No, you're looking at your situation wrong. You're not in a meitzah. You're in a merchav. If you would just look properly at your situation now, you'd realize that you're not in a difficulty, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there beside you at all times. So what is the Vihisha Amda? Every year we try to give a new Mahalach and Vihisha Amda. So I thought this year, I didn't see this anywhere else, I thought the Vihi is a very important question we ask when we get to Shemayim. One of the first questions we ask is the Tzipisal Yeshua. Did you await the Geula? If someone waited the Geula or didn't wait the Geula, and the Geula didn't come in his days, so what's the difference? What's the difference? Why are they mourning you if you awaited the Geula? The Geula didn't come. I got to Shemayim just like the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim waited for the Geula. I didn't. What's the difference? Didn't come in his lifetime. Didn't come in my lifetime. You see, that's not true. Our being is different. Our entire existence is different if we're considered someone who's Mitzapel Yeshua. A person feels this world's not where it's all at. There's going to be something better. I'm longing for something better. He has a different Mitzias than someone who doesn't live like that. So the Vihi Shalom, there could be that feeling. Vihi. That Hishtoikikus for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, for the Yeshua, is Amda Labasin Velano. That it changed our entire existence, changed our entire life. If we can express that and try to bring that forth as we do in the night of the Geula, the night of Leila Seder, that taka will carry us through. And I think that's why we end off the Haggadah with Shir HaShir. What is the whole basis of Shir HaShir? The whole Shir HaShir, pasuk after pasuk, perek after perek, is describing how we're longing for a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Come back. I missed you at the door. Please come back. Please come back. That Hishtoikagus is what we're trying to be mamshech from the Leila Seder. That's the Vihi, maybe, that's Oymed the Klai Yisrael from generation to generation. And you see the opposite of that, an unbelievable vart from the Netziv. The Netziv says, when you go through the Psukim, B'yad Chazoka Zu Adever. So everyone asked, why is Dever emphasized from all the Makas? B'yad Chazoka Zu Adever. The Netziv says that it's not talking about the Dever from the Asura Makas. That's not the Dever we're referring to over here, the Asura Makas. The Dever we're referring to is the punishment that 4/5 of Klai Yisrael died during Chayshach. The 4/5 of Klai Yisrael who were not Mishtoikik L'Geulu, who did not want to be redeemed, they were punished. We emphasize that the Leila HaSeder. Here, B'yad Chazok Azu Adever. Even though it says, Kmo Shenemer, Hine Yad Hashem Oya B'miknecho, which is talking about that Makkah, he says that's just a proof that Yad refers to Dever. But like it says in the Psukim, the Navi says, that B'yad Chazok Azu Netuyo, U'b'chema Shvucha Emlech Aleichem. That's referring to the people over here, again, who are not Mishtekik to Geulah. So the contrast of Vihi is emphasized as B'yad Chazok Azu Adever. What did Lavan Arami want to do? Lassus the Yaakov. Lavan Bikesh Lakar Sakoil. So where did all our troubles start from? So the Al-Sheikh says, all our troubles started from that fateful night when Lavan switches Rachel with Leah. By Lavan switching Rachel with Leah, the Bechor was no longer Yosef. Yosef should have been the Bechor from Rachel. Since Yosef wasn't the Bechor, the brothers became jealous of him, because he tries to express this Bechorah. Because they became jealous, they ended up in Mitzrayim. Because they ended up in Mitzrayim, they worshipped Avodah Zarah. Because they worshipped Avodah Zarah, we had the Chet HaEgel. V'chul, generation to generation, and all because of that one night when Lavan switches Rachel for Leah. The Lavan bikesh lakor es hakol. What's the Rosh HaTevus? Lakor es hakol. Lakor lamed es aleph hakol is hey, is Leah. The Lakar Zakol was in that night when he tried to switch Leah for Rachel. That's what Lavan tried to uproot the entire Klal Yisrael. Okay, as we get to we get through more into the Halo. And so two words on the Halo I saw from Matisyo. Matisyo writes that. Quotes in Shaftim, when Gidon tanis to the Malach, Lama Nasan Hashem is Yisrael, Biyad Midyon, so it says, Yomer love Gidon, Biyadoni Yesh Hashem Imonu, Velama Matsusanu calls Zeis, Ve'ekoni Floisa, where's all the wonders that Kodesh Baruch Hu did, Asher Sipru Lono Avosenu, like our forefathers talked about, Alo Mitzrayim, Elon Hashem Atana Tashta Hashem Yitenu Bi Kaf Midyon. So Rashi says over there, what does it mean, Asher Sipru Lono Avosenu, that our forefathers talked about, Pesachaya. Says Rashi was Pesach. Amalei emesh hikrani abba sahala. I just heard last night my father describing this, saying the hallel, describing Betzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. Now I'm wondering why we weren't also zoicha to that geula. So the Mefarshim asked, why did Rashi say hallel? We had the whole Seder, we had the whole Haggadah. Yesterday I heard my father say hallel. What do you mean you hear your father say hallel? You hear your father say the Haggadah. So you see from here that the impact, you want to make the impact to your children. They should carry forth. What are they going to remember? It's not necessarily the vertlach they're going to remember. Or the drushes of Chazal they're going to remember. They're going to remember how besimcha you were when you said the hallel. When you got to the point of hallel, towards the end of the Seder, and you had an isra'ashus that you felt you actually accomplished something. I recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu's hands in the world. And I am thankful. And that thankfulness is meaningful. And it's true that your kids will see. The opposite of what Moshe used to say about Zeret Zion HaYid, that the Yidin, that destroyed a generation, that expression, we could counteract that, the Leil HaSeder, with our hallel. How we express our hallel is really how we can pass this on to our kids, the simcha we can have in there. And the highest madrega we can get, Matisyahu writes, a beautiful, beautiful idea. And we get through the second part of hallel, right before we get to Nishmas, we say what Chazal termed as Hallel HaGadol. What's Hallel HaGadol? The Gemara asks him, Sochim. Why is it called Hallel HaGadol? All the Kilo Elam Chasdo is Lam Nikr Shmoy Hallel HaGadol. Amei B'yocham Neisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoyshev Berumo Shel Olam U'mechalik Mizoynes L'chol Birya. That's why it's Hallel HaGadol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Mizoynes. Like it says all at the end of the Kilo Elam Chasdo, it says V'noysen Lechem L'chol Basar Kilo Elam Chasdo. It says about the show that he quotes the Maral. The Maral says that is actually the highest madrega. To recognize that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is mefarnes us, mezoinus, is the highest madrega that a person can reach. His thankfulness to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the recognition of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what the show explains, an unbelievable. Kol omer hallel b'chol yom mariz mecharef megadef. Chazal say, if you say hallel every day, you're mecharef megadef. Why? Because all you're recognizing is the nisim gluyim, and you—that's not what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you. That's not the way to react to the Ibn Yisrael. You know the famous Ramban: "Me anisim agluyim a Kodesh Baruch Hu's klaisos be makad the nisim anistar." So it's not enough to go through a seder. Just talk about the nisim gluyim. That's not good enough. Chos v'shalom, that could leave a person a raising mecharef megad. We think a Kodesh Baruch Hu's only relationship with us is through nisim gluyim. No, we say Hallel HaGadol on Leil HaSeder. We say the Kilo HaMechastos. Why? Because the pinnacles of the Kilo HaMechastos are for all those 26 or 24 of them of the Nisim Gluim. We say Noisem Lechem Lechol Basar. It comes down to recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu in our daily, every single day. That's the goal of the Leil HaSeder, to go from the Nisim HaGluim to end by the Nisim HaNistorim. We should be Zoichet, to be Noichum, and Azvochum, and Apsochet. Amen.